Los Angeles, March 1995. The filming of The American President was winding down. Sam, Tracy, and our two new baby daughters, Aquina and Skylar, were waiting for me at home in New York. I was just beginning to entertain the notion of a return to television so that in the future I wouldn't have to be away from them like this any more than necessary. This was a time of tremendous optimism and renewal in my life, and I owed a large part of my happiness to my work with Joyce. She, too, was back in New York, of course, but I kept my regularly scheduled 9 a.m. appointments and would wake up early to call her on the telephone at 6 a.m. West Coast time. One morning, I preceded my phone call with a fax. I had woken up with a dream, scribbled it down on hotel stationery, and sent it ahead to Joyce. I'm on our farm in Vermont. I'm helping a young boy about 10 years old, Sam, me, to cross a pasture where horses are grazing. On the other side is the caretaker's house. Once we get there, he leads me into a large country kitchen, and I'm amazed at what I see. On every surface, the table, countertop, and fireplace mantle, are jars and planters filled with budding plants and saplings. It's a home nursery, and it's flourishing. We walk across the room, and in the corner is a built-in cabinet. The boy says to me with a smile, "Wait till you see this," and then swings the cupboard door wide open. It's hard to process what I'm seeing. It can't be possible. But inside this tight, dark, airless space, a tree has been growing. Growing isn't even the word for it, really. It's absolutely thriving. In response to the tight quarters, it's taken on the appearance of a bonsai tree. The trunk and branches are thick, and now, with the door flung open, the tree continues to grow right before my eyes, as if in time lapse, new branches reaching out into the airy light of the kitchen and bursting into leaf. I know instantly what kind of tree it is. It's the walnut tree, and it's been growing all this time.